As all of you know, this budget proposal represents a significant departure from how the IBHE has handled its budget responsibility in the past. Rather than adopting a particular dollar figure, we are instead proposing a range of investment options in the higher education system for the state of Illinois. There are three points I want to make regarding the decision to move forward in this manner. First, while we talk in terms of creating a budget for higher ed, the reality is that the IBHE does not determine what level of revenues will be invested in higher ed. That decision is made by the governor and the General Assembly. So while we have identified a particular funding level in the past, that level has not necessarily coincided with the amount included in the approved state budget, either in the governor's budget message or the final budget that gets adopted. Indeed, the discussions surrounding the final determination have historically resulted in IBHE being asked about a variety of funding alternatives. The fact is, we are the state's expert on higher education and are in the best position to determine how dollars can best be spent on our higher education assets. But we are not the group that weighs the competing state goals. Neither are we the group that sets the overall state policy's priorities. Indeed, if we were, I suspect that the results would be entirely different than we have seen in the past. So after careful thought and much discussion, we determined to present to the governor and the General Assembly an independent, thoughtful analysis of investment options that will assist elected leaders in their often difficult budget decisions as they weigh competing claims, all worthy for public resources. This approach best fulfills our role and our obligations as a coordinating board, defining the needs, explaining the options, and demonstrating what each new dollar invested in higher education will buy. This is really an opportune time for us to move in this direction because, as I said with respect to the public agenda, we have a heightened interest in and solid support from the Governor's Office and the General Assembly for many of the P-20 initiatives that we have engaged in. The investment scenarios we're presenting today help us seize the moment in building on that support with the proposal that lays out a menu of options that shows what the return on each investment will be: improved education attainment, more competitive in attracting faculty, and increased production of nurses and other high-need occupations. The second point I want to make about the budget proposal is that we believe this new approach is realistic, and probably more realistic than the old approach, in that it shows various levels of investment and a recognition that the state treasury is not bottomless, and the fact that we cannot make a recommendation on the budget in a vacuum. We understand that the economic trends nationally and in Illinois are worrisome, and we understand the connection between those trends and state revenues. As the Chronicle of Higher Ed reported in its January 25th edition, in an article entitled "Colleges Brace for Cuts as State Economics Take a Turn for the Worse," around the country, educators who were hoping that this year would be their year are now facing cuts. The article notes that California, Florida, Kentucky, Maryland, and Nevada are considering mid-year budget cuts. The article succinctly points out that across the country, as of the end of the third quarter of 2007, state tax revenues dropped from the previous year when adjusted for inflation for the first time in 4 years. The lackluster housing market has also added pressure to state budgets. Meanwhile, other costs are escalating, and I don't think the situation is any better here in Illinois. Now, while we all hope that higher ed will take greater precedence, more precedence than it has in the past in terms of these budget decisions, the reality is, it isn't the job of the Board of Higher Ed to determine how much money is available to spend on higher ed. That's the job of the Governor and the General Assembly. Our job is to give considered expert recommendations on how the dollars should be spent and the return that investment will yield at whatever level of funding is available. Finally, it's important to note that this investment funding proposal is really in its infancy, and it really is a transitional device as we begin to prepare the public agenda. We will forward our recommendations to the governor and the legislature, and they will certainly have a say in how this idea grows, matures, and develops. And that's really good. It's part of the process. What we really have here is the opportunity for an informed and healthy dialogue, and that also is a good thing. We will learn as we go along, and in the end, we'll all be wiser and hopefully better off. Whatever the case during this budget season, we have positioned the board through this investment proposal and the public agenda process to be a willing partner with other policymakers and a strong advocate for students in our colleges and universities as we move forward to strengthen our higher education system. This new approach is proof positive that this board is not going to do things the way they've been done in the past. Instead, we're going to think out of the box in order to ensure that we remain relevant well into the future.